Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I started down the path to fight the New World Order many years ago, even before I consciously knew I was on the path. I was on it firmly. And I had no idea how truly wicked our enemies were. I didn't know what true wickedness was. I've been given the false tin plate of wickedness by the corporate media, by the structure. I didn't know it was basically selfishness and sadistic enjoyment of and jealousy and envy and avarice to the point of where the elite wish to hurt and maim and kill masses just because they hate your decency. Well, we got big financial news. We got war news. We've got government terror attack news. But first, I'm going to take your calls. But I've been promising to get into a timeline, a martial law timeline. I've told Paul Watson this morning when he gets back from dinner this evening, he's going to write it up, he said. But I want to be good because it's, and maybe you should email, why don't you email Aaron at Infowars.com right now with your suggestions, or even better, because, I mean, Paul's going to listen to this interview, he's going to think of examples of the terror timeline that he wants to add, and then it's kind of a collective effort here, and then we're going to put it out tonight or tomorrow, the tyranny timeline. And so you can also, callers who are listening, on whatever you're calling in about, would you indulge me and perhaps give me your example? Because there's so many, I'll never be able to really think of them all. Yesterday afternoon I had the idea that we need to put out a tyranny timeline and how they're terrorizing us. And we can go back into the mist of times. You know, America's, the tyranny timeline, the United States journey from liberty to absolute despotism. Maybe that'd be the story headline. And, you know, we could start back with the Civil War and show, well, many scholars believe this is when federalism was clearly asserted and when federal power over the states illegitimately clearly from the founder statements, the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence. But that was really thrown off by the states, not just the southern states but the northern states. By the late 1870s, it was resisted, and Posse Comitatus was put into place in 1878 to bar that. And then the banks, feverishly the British banks particularly, came in and financed the new robber-bearing class in the railroads to try to control Western expansion and consolidate. They did to a great extent, and just in the next 40 years or so, by 1913, we're able to take over the issuance of the currency and credit in this country and to have regulatory power over different disparate banks and different subsections of the financial structure that was extremely diversified and somewhat wildcat, of course, and speculative, but still free. That was why we had 25% growth rate some years. Oh, it was freedom and it was wild. And so it took them a long time to rein that in and consolidate it. Then they engineered a mass crash in 1929. They promised to bring in the Federal Reserve to end booms and busts that were localized, and the economy was so diversified that it never caused even regional problems, silver runs and other bank problems. It was really up to you to make the proper investment. Then they came in, took over, a few years later gave us the... We're going to walk through the tyranny timeline. And you'll notice that with Oklahoma City and the 9/11, everything accelerates. And what took 50 years, 60, 70, 80 years to develop tyranny-wise could be dwarfed in just a few years. So I'll briefly walk through this, and then we'll take your calls.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The videos sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jeff, Mario, Wendy, William. Who's that? Who's on line five? Liz and others, your calls are coming up here in a few minutes and open phones throughout the next 2 hours, roughly. I got a bunch of other audio clips and a ton of other news, but let me just finish up with the tyranny timeline. So we get the Civil War, and there's some serious federal oppression that comes as a result. During Reconstruction, that is reversed. And then the private banks that Andrew Jackson and others had fought off take over in 1913. And then they engineer the Great Depression, which is now declassified and admitted and public knowledge for anybody who studies the economy of this nation in the last 100 years. That's all engineered. And after about 2.5-3 years... people are ready for something, and they'll do anything. And at the same time, there's a move towards fascism in the country, but instead we get socialism, and in comes Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and the Thebean socialist. And when he first gets elected, he puts in a national executive order, the War Powers Act of 1933, in the depth of the Depression. That's the deepest point. And he says, I'm federalizing the states. You have to turn all your gold in. And you can only keep one wedding ring. You're allowed a certain gram weight. All the gold must be turned in. You'll be given new Federal Reserve notes back. They were given the notes. in some cases silver certificates. And then 1 year later, they pulled a currency scam, doubled the price of gold, but it had already been shipped to private hands in Europe. That's mainstream. You can go read the War Powers Act of 1933. They chartered the federal police, but they know the people won't go along with it, so they call it state police. And if you look, you get all your state police from 1933 to 1937. All the states at the time get their federal police with federal money by the late 1930s. Texas, what was chartered in 36. And the poor people don't even know. The cops themselves don't know they're really federal. So they put them in. They have make-work programs. They get everybody on welfare, or a lot of people on welfare. That idea comes into place. And back then, they built roads and built dams. And actually, government still had the idea of building infrastructure. As bad as they were, they did something real. Now, when they're doing, they're going to do the same thing they've announced, but it's going to be spying, tattling, running FEMA camps, spying on people. I mean, they're announcing the new make work is going to be that, being in the military. But I digress. So we get the War Powers Act of 33. Then we have World War II. A bunch of police state actions are carried out there. Of course, I skipped over another key line. In 1918, during World War I, there was the Trading with the Enemy Act, and then the reissuance of it, and then the reissuance of the Sedition Act, which had almost caused another revolution 170-something years earlier, right after the country had been founded for just a few years. They tried to set up a police state, and there was a big march on Washington, an unarmed march, and a big rebellion, and a bunch of duels out in the streets, and the British were trying to take over then, and they had to back off. Again, they were saying no one's allowed to protest the government. So they had the Sedition Act then, but that got removed. But they reissued Trading with the Enemy and the Sedition Act, which Michael Savage always calls for now, you know, arresting anyone. I remember 3 years ago, this is later on the timeline, but just as I think of these, I'll bring them up. We had the governor of Rhode Island. It was in the Rhode Island newspaper and also on the local TV station. Said, yeah, criticizing the government's now illegal, and you will be arrested and put in prison for criticizing the government. And then people actually marched on the Capitol there in Providence, and he said, okay, the feds asked me to pass it. I was wrong. I hadn't read it. And then they tried the same thing in Oregon with that bill. Hundreds of things were listed. Downloading music, having a gun illegally, life in a forced labor camp. It actually said forced labor camp. That's a quote. Forced labor camp. Bunch of other people tried to pass it. But I digress. Okay, so they just reissue the same stuff. But now they've got the muscle to at least attempt it. And so we're brought up to 1933. Then World War II, police state. A lot of police state stuff goes on. Then 1947, National Security Act. Now the private banks and the private opium traders that set up Skull and Bones, and that's mainstream history, by the way, for those that don't think Skull and Bones exists. Not just that exists, but that Skull and Bones, literally with British intel, this is History Channel now, found, again, mainstream news admits that, founded the CIA. The entire government, real apparatchik, goes underground in secret, and then black ops programs accelerate. They start getting tens of billions a year in 1947 money. That's trillions now. And they start aggressively taking over the states, putting in their mayors, putting in their intelligence people everywhere. In 1953, they set up the Chicago 1313 nationwide. Chicago, with its mafia, learned how to take government investments and tax money and bonds and invest it in select Chicago and New York-based and then Canada, Toronto-based liquor running, drugs, construction. And they did it all above board, at least on the surface. Oh, we're just making investments with bonds instead of spending bond money. That goes nationwide. They'd already had it for 20 years. The Chicago 1313 model goes nationwide in 1952-53. They set up the National Association of Counties, National Association of City Managers, National Association of Governors to then implement this federalization and control. The school districts, the water districts start investing upwards of 70%+ of their money, your tax dollars, in now to offshore corporations to fully fund the world government. That was already a tax for world government then. They take over from that point. Then they start developing the National Security Agency. Then they set up another 25, at least, the several other now that have been declassified, secret federal agencies to spy the government engineers, the Vietnam War, for war profits, but also then they put out the ingredients list for LSD, speed, a lot of other drugs to then create the counterculture. Then they start having the war on drugs. They start expanding and arresting people, getting them into the system. They start pushing Ritalin by the 70s and then Prozac by the 80s, getting now upwards of 20%. I've been saying 15, it's now upwards of 20 on the legal drugs. That's also part of their war. I forgot that, of course, through British social workers and British intelligence and financing, by 1910, if you go back in the timeline, they set up the first social workers and county and city health departments that were really federal. Those were some of the first federal nodes, even before the Great Society. Now, that was the Great Society was the was in the 60s, the New Deal. Excuse me, get those mixed up. That's page two of that. They set the health departments for forced sterilizations, also to quietly kill children who were deformed or they dubbed mentally ill. They would also tie people down if they were mentally ill and adults and let them starve to death. It was actually murdered. Very grisly form, but they believed if you didn't actively do it, it wasn't killing. So I forgot about that police state. That creates the nodes of the social workers that are going to create the new socialism, which is, again, not for the people. The elite said it was actually to dumb down the population, so I forgot that key police state development. So there's hundreds of these, but these are the basics. So just, Paul, as you listen to this, you can go back and then stick this back in the timeline. And then they bring us up. I mean, there's so many examples. Let me just move forward here. In the 1980s, the war on drugs gets publicly announced. They begin federalizing police by lobbying the state legislatures that to pass laws. The feds lobbied that and spent millions. The feds lobbying at the state level, and this, almost every state passed this. I say almost every one we've looked at. I believe all 50 have it, but they have it. Wait, there's one state in memory that doesn't. 49 states pass a law where if the state seizes drugs, or if locals seize drugs, or vehicles, or houses, or boats, or jewelry in association, or property in association with it, that the cops can't keep any of it if they give it to the state fund. But if it's given to the feds, they get 20% back. Automatically federalizing cops. You think the feds liked you to do that? They lobbied so you couldn't keep it locally, you buffoons. Okay? Then they start asset forfeiture seizure, and you've seen it, thousands of cases. Famous case up in Waco. It turns out it was a wealthy oil baroness, is why they got in a lot of trouble for it. She's driving along in her Cadillac. She's got $4,000 in the glove compartment. She's an old lady, 70-something years old. And they pull her over in her brand-new Cadillac and goes, I want to search. She goes, go ahead. He goes, I'm just taking your money. You're not allowed to have this. It could be drug-related. And she went and sued them, and they got in a lot of trouble. Just north of Waco. That was the state police. And it was in the news. And they said, well, you're not allowed to have that much cash. She wasn't arrested. She wasn't ticketed. But he took it because the famous case of over half the bars in several districts of Seattle are owned by cops because they sell drugs to each other in the stall and then come and seize beautiful restaurants. No judge, no jury, no arrest. They just take it and the cops move in and run it. By the way, again, I grew up in Rockwall, Texas, and down the hill from us in a five-bedroom house was a prominent FBI agent who'd retired, and he retired right when he seized this house from a cocaine dealer, and folks, he moved right into it. And he lived there the whole time I lived there. I played golf with him a couple times when I was, because it was a golf course in our neighborhood. Okay? I played golf with FBI agents when I was 12 years old, ladies and gentlemen, that stole houses for themselves. They move into them personally. All right, we'll be right back after this break. And I'm going to continue you with the timeline right up until PDD 51, and I promise we're going to get to your calls. Stay with us. It is Monday. This is vital information. To know where you're going, you got to know where you come from. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.com.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has always chosen socialist one-worlders for its leadership? Did you know that the United Nations seeks power to control the environment, population, children, and the whole world? They want to dissolve our Constitution and Bill of Rights. We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. And request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So the Fed cynically turned the military and the militarization of the police and the federalization loose on us completely in the 80s. We've confirmed that by the mid-80s they started covertly having Marine Corps, regular Army, dress up in blue and black uniforms that just said police without badges or numbers, to conduct gun raids, drug raids in Virginia, California, New York, Texas. From that point on, by the early 1990s, they start giving helicopters, armored vehicles, in some cases, treaded armored vehicles or LAVs, light armored vehicles to police. They set up multi-jurisdictional task forces and start federalizing them. By the late 1990s, they're running Delta Force ops in major cities coast to coast. And we later got documents exactly as we it was easy to see what they were doing, to condition the public for military takeover. Thomas Sanchez, Vietnam vet, head of emergency management in Kingsville, goes public about how they briefed him. This was four martial law takeover drills. That was in WorldNet Daily, by the way. They told him, oh, yes, this is the trainer one for martial law. Oh, I happened to get concerned at that point and start yelling and screaming. But by the last 2 years of Clinton, I said, I don't think Clinton's going to do it. He doesn't have the muscle. But the way they're building, I said, in the next 10 years, they are. Well, we're here, folks. You know, I was saying that back in 98, 99. And here we are, 7, 8 years later. And they don't quite have it yet. Another year or two, folks, they are built up enough, in my assessment, to hit us and hit us hard. We've got enough people brainwashed and the rest of it, but I think it's starting to backfire on them, and we'll get into that in a minute, then go to your calls. And there's hundreds of things that happen. The feds, of course, in 93, cook the bomb, train the driver, give them the detonators, carry out the attack on the World Trade Center, but the people they trained didn't park it up against the column, didn't bring down or even damage the structure. They wanted to have an excuse to try to tear it down. That didn't work. So obviously 9/11 takes place, Oklahoma City takes place, they get the Omnibus Crime Bill, which continued to federalize, tripled anti-terror funding, set up all these new anti-terror squads around the country, set up new computer databases to integrate everything. Of course, on the police state timeline, there's the 68 Gun Control Act, which federalizes gun ownership when it should have been a state issue, start setting up the databases, it's truly gun registration that you're a gun owner. Then the people thought they defeated the Brady Bill. They really didn't. You got the instant check, which started total federal control. Now they've expanded that 2 months ago to total federal integration. No one even seems to know about that because the NRA was for it. Another Judas Iscariot action. But let's talk about 9/11. October 27th, H.R. 3162 gets passed. The USA Patriot Act, it allows the secret break into your house without them you knowing it. And without being able to tell anyone, if you do discover the FBI or other federal agencies been there, no warrant is needed. These are roving searches under section, the sections, I don't have it in front of me. Watson, just go read my analysis of Patriot Act 1 and 2. There's two analysis out there. It's got all the subsections. There's no sunset clause on all the key provisions. And then they built in a fake sunset as a way to really expand it, while having a debate about reducing it. But the key provisions were not sunsetted. That allows, illegally, of course, them to go into bookstores. It was a famous case where Borders was having to upload all their information to them every day and then finally said no, so it came out in the news. They tell you you're not allowed to be to tell anybody you're being investigated, or they can order you to help be a spy and investigate others. Indentured servitude, literally a spy slave. That's in Patriot Act 1. If you tell anybody that they're ordering you to snitch for them, you can go to prison. But again, people refused. It also says infrastructure protection. That's why Puffer Belly Toys in St. Helen, Oregon, 1,500 square feet, tiny business, had off-the-shelf, you know, chain-bought magic cubes, which were legal, lawful knockoffs of the patent that was up on Rubik's Cubes. Two Homeland Security officers show up and say, we're going to arrest you. And she says, why? And they said, those are illegal Rubik's Cubes. And they said, well, we won't arrest you, but tell anybody we were here, we'll arrest you. And it was all just a test, setting precedent. She did go to the Oregonian and the AP. It did report that. And when they called the FBI, they said, yeah, any infrastructure violation, anything, is punishable by secret arrest and incarceration because it's infrastructure protection. See, now you're hearing that term more and more. See, all crime hurts the infrastructure and hurts the war effort. As the Deputy Attorney General in California said, remember, 4 years ago, he said, no protest allowed. We were fighting Al-Qaeda. And protesting the war aids Al-Qaeda. All right, so we have all of those different provisions being used in the Patriot Act. When we come back, I'll just run through the latest big developments that I promise go to your calls. But and I want to hear from you callers about other points I've neglected to get to. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgie Sacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with a Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit the website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
I forgot also, in late October and November, the anthrax attacks for the first time in U.S. history. Well, that's not true. Lincoln did a little bit of it. The president takes federal control over the Congress Capitol buildings because of the attack that they had clearly launched. It turned out to be the most ultra-weaponized U.S.-slash-British train ever seen. The microparticle, genetically engineered anthrax, super-weaponized. So they use that. Now they have the feds force evacuation of the Capitol for backfires, routine reasons. The president claims control over that. And then just to finish up with this and go to your calls, because the more modern stuff most of you already know about, he tries Patriot Act 2, then they have the Victory Act, which are expanded provisions of Patriot Act. He's unable to get Patriot Act 2, all of what he wants. He gets a few new horrible provisions. He's unable to get the complete Victory Act, but as I predicted, they did trick people with the Patriot Act reauthorization. Now, all the big police state provisions were not grandfathered, were not sunsetted. But I've learned that trick they do by sunsetting things, because then that brings it back to a vote, and they get to say, oh, it's been 5 years since the Al-Qaeda hit us, and we need to be able to reauthorize this, because Al-Qaeda isn't going away just after, you know, after this expires. Now, again, all the real provisions were not going away. It was a way to expand it. You got a public doesn't know up from down or the basics or even the three branches of government. What are they going to know? They just care, we need to expand this to make everybody safe. And so they did get a few new incredible provisions into that. You can pull all that out of the Patriot Act 2 analysis we did. And we'll be linking to on the that we'll be linking to in the report we're putting out, the tyranny timeline from liberty to tyranny, from liberty to enslavement. Death of the Republic, whatever you want to call it, it's the same thing. And this whole time, Bush keeps announcing, you're not allowed to look at Enron papers. It doesn't matter if I'm hiring, making the attorney general, an Enron lawyer, attorney general, and you can't see the full torture memos where we ordered torture, but you can read the filing that he made to Congress where Alberto Gonzalez said that we can torture people to death. Just don't call it torture. That's a, and then the John Yoo thing, the John Yoo, his deputy, saying, well, we can't just torture them to death. We can torture small children with pliers. We can rip their genitals off. I mean, it actually says that. Oh, how Christian, how American, yes, oh. And the president announced he was literally God. And the memo said, all law flows from him, he is the law. And then, in front of a bunch of reporters at a cocktail dinner, about a year and a half ago, Karl Rove says to a bunch of reporters, he says, we make reality. We control reality. You don't. You just do whatever we say. We'll say something different tomorrow from what we said yesterday. I mean, it's literally a O'Brien speech right out of 1984. But this isn't a novel, folks. This is the real deal. And then the president starts making declaratory statements. Cheney says he's outside the government, but then he also declares executive privilege. Doesn't matter that Congress funds the president. And Congress, if you really read the Federalist and Anti-Federalist papers, Congress is supreme because it's the most divided, has the most members from the states. It's hard to get a dictator in there because they knew men's will for power meant they would fight against each other so you wouldn't get a tyranny. The founders were geniuses. But they have circumvented and circumnavigated a lot of that now by committee chairmanships and payoffs and bribery and the national security apparatus. As soon as they told Congress in 47, well, you can't see classified data anymore. Anyone in Congress could see it at that point. Just it's a trick. It's just like they said, oh, you don't have to have a license, but it's only for trucks, you know, in 1920s. And then, oh, in the 50s, well, you don't have to, but it helps. Let's go ahead and get one. And, oh, now it's a privilege to drive. To travel, you've got to have this. Or just like churches didn't have licenses and were outside the government, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. This is how you're domesticated. This is how they practice tyranny on you by inroads. But see, now it's all coming to a head. They say, churches, you've got to have this to have a church. You can't say anything political. Well, wait a minute. You know, and you've got to, you know, to be tax exempt. They just announced in the 50s, oh, you got to do it. And it's just a formality, just sign a form. And then now they send SWAT teams if you don't. There's no law. It's practice. The cops don't even know it's not a law. It's now law of jungle, folks. It's the same thing with Congress. They just said, oh, in the 47, the Russians are spying on us. It's a formality. Just come into this bubble area, it's been sweeped for bugs and checked, and the CIA is here to help, and the Army intelligence is here to run things, and then, by the way, that's who runs it. We're here, the military, to keep control. We're a few years later. We're sorry. Not all members of Congress are allowed to see it. About half of you aren't. But the other half, if you're on any committee of any power, the Intelligence Committee can see it. And then, oh, sorry, none of you can. That was just announced in the last month. Oh, Congress, you can see nothing. I mean, folks, that is total. That's it. That's it. I mean, you want it, folks? You got it. That is martial law. Okay? That is dictator. That is Caesar. That is Hitler. That is Mao. That is Palpatine. Okay, that is the real McCoy. You are seeing the real animal. You wanted to see it? We all got front row seats. I'll tell you this, I'm certainly not bored these days. Life is quite excitement. For the moment, my dreams are about this now. My life is pure excitement. Oh, it's exciting. It's because this isn't just some elite that wants to suck off the treasury. These are a bunch of eugenicists, and they got real fun stuff planned for your family. And they got a bunch of dumb cops who'll do whatever they're told, folks. If the Nazis do it, I guarantee you the average cop will line children up and blow their heads clean off. And don't think they won't do it. And by the way, you think I'm joking when I say that. The average citizen would do that if ordered. We have turned into scum. I'm not just picking on the police. And cops better start gut checking right now. Because the road to hell, folks, dips really fast, and we just went over the edge. And that tickle in your belly you feel is the drop. All right, so last year it all accelerates. John Warner Defense Authorization Act, word for word, and I want it in the article. Paul, pull it up, pull up the bill. The full defense funding for 2007 says for any insurrection, any emergency, any crisis the president deems, for any reason, rebellion, resistance, he uses those terms, that there are tens of billions of dollars for domestic martial law. It says it. It says it in clear black and white. Defense funding domestically, and NORTHCOM was in fully funded domestically, not just off black op funds. And not just off missile interception funds. And they took full control. Now, over North America, by the way, Canada and Mexico went under at that time under agreements. North American Union was formed, fully kicked off. It all integrates together. And as if that wasn't enough, they gave us the Military Commissions Act, which all of the top lawyers on both political parties looked at, and they said, no, this says U.S. citizens can be secretly arrested, secretly stripped of citizenship, secretly tortured, secretly executed. Black and white, baby. We can use evidence obtained in torture in secret trials, and if the military officers won't convict you, any designate of the Secretary of Defense, the President, or Vice President can order your execution or worse. I mean, that's the king. Seize that man and off with his head, baby. Boom. Drop the say funded martial law, dropped the hammer on that, went to Ace of Spades, pulled that sucker out and put it on the table. And did they stop there? No, they weren't done. They weren't done by a long shot. They started fully funding FEMA centers that they'd already built in the name of emergency management and threat integration centers and emergency integration centers. They started announcing they were federal. They started announcing, hey, we got over 10,000 spies. We want community people to come to meetings they'd already set up after 9/11. By the way, you're not going to be fighting terror now. You're going to be fighting crime. Here's your secret logins on FBI computers locally. We want you to write dossiers on all your neighbors. Then they announced, yeah, the feds are reading the papers your kids write. Yeah, we had announced it was a federal thing to check for plagiarism, where your children's papers from the sixth grade on were uploaded to the government. Really, we got keyword stuff mining those. We're going to pay tens of billions of dollars to put in software for lip reading, face scanning, and license plate scanning, and all these high-def cameras and high-definition digital cameras they put in the last 5 years. And, yeah, we're going to use microphones and listen to you. And, yeah, we're going to use Mexican and Canadian troops when we're doing this. And, yeah, we're going to start banning protesting for 18 miles around meetings we have. And we don't care if you want toll roads. We're going to go ahead and sign on to the toll road phase two and then tell you we didn't do phase two. And it'll even fool people in the anti-toll road movement. And we're going to go to pure propaganda now, where it just reaches la-la land levels. And then they're going to come out and say, and then Bush illegally did warrantless spying on the American people. Then they come out and spin it and go, oh, we just passed a law giving him the power he needs if bin Laden calls America. Folks, the thing says they, without warrants, can spy on the American people anywhere they want. And they just put this headlines out saying it doesn't. But Drudge got it right. It says up there, no more warrants. Meanwhile, the illegal aliens are above the law. That's a key point in all this. They don't get stopped or taken to jail in most cities for DWI, no inspection stickers, no driver's license, or their matricula, which you can literally get out of a Cracker Jack box. Literally. I mean, you can go in there and buy them yourself at any consulate. And they're accepting them now from hundreds of countries. We're completely wide open. The borders are wide open. Drug immune and resistant TB is spreading. Meningitis is spreading everywhere. People are dying all over the place. They're setting up huge sanitariums. It's a blurb in the news while they run around fear-mongering that Al-Qaeda is going to get us. And then in May, month and a half ago, President Bush signs PDD 51, and it says, for any emergency anywhere in the world, economic, military, it doesn't matter. The president is above the Congress. Congress has no oversight, and the president can do whatever he wants for any reason. And it says, I grant myself new powers. I mean, if that isn't Hitler, folks, if that isn't Julius Caesar, I don't know what is. I, Napoleon, putting the crown on his own head, I make myself king. And the elite will probably not pull the trigger. They'll probably let a Hillary come in and then do it, because that's when everything's really lined up for this. But I don't know. They may just go for broke now. And let me tell you what they're telling police departments. Let me tell you what they're telling the Congress and others. They tell the police departments, we think we're about to be hit by massive terror attacks. The feds have staged a bunch of terror attacks that they tell the cops, you know, where the cops see guys running away in black uniforms, and they tell them, oh, no, tell everybody that the chemical plant wasn't blown up. It was an accident. And the cops are all whispering, we've been secretly deputized, and we've been hit by Al-Qaeda. There's cops listening right now with their mouths hanging on them going, how do you know that? Because it's come out. That's how the feds play you like a fiddle. God, I'm probably selling my life just to warn all you people this. Just giving it to you, you fools. I hope you're listening to me. I really hope you listen to me. So they tell the locals we're getting hit by terrorists every month, but keep it quiet, the public will panic. That's how they get you into the lying and the secrecy. This has all been figured out. And then they, at the federal level, it's we're about to have a massive depression. I've been telling them for 10 years with the debt. That's why we're gearing all this up. They're like, all right, I guess. And we don't worry, we've got contingencies to keep you safe if everything breaks down. All right, thank you. Now just go ahead and fund that you won't be part of the government anymore. All right, I'll put the noose around my own neck as long as I'm included. Will there still be hookers in the bunker? And here we stand on the precipice. Will you rally? Will you speak out? Will you make martial law the biggest issue? We need articles every day out of Jones Report. Prison Planet, prisonplanet.com, infowars.com. I need you, the listeners, the lawyers, the experts, the constitutional scholars, to write articles for us and post it. I mean, if you got a website bigger than ours, post it on yours. We'll link to you. I don't care. But finally, I'm seeing big Democrat websites, big conservative sites talk about this. Finally, the libertarians that are always sucking their thumbs and saying there's no secret government or talking about secret governments and martial law. Finally, all the thumb suckers are waking up, and that's good. You better wake up, thumb suckers. Because I'm here to tell you, this is the real deal. When the president says the Congress isn't involved in continuity of government for any emergency, I run everything. And when they got federal troops in there every week shoving congressmen around, if there's some kind of drill, they'll run up outside and scream and shove a congressman and say, get off camera. It's all about that exercise of power. And you stupid little goons that like enforcing it, you have no idea. They shoot you up full of that mercury. They put aspartame in your baby's food. You don't know who your friends are. See, I don't talk to you with that smiley, fake, you know, rub you on the back, tell you I'm your friend, baloney. I look at you right in the eyes and say, you've been fools, just like everybody else, me included. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. This is the real deal. Okay? What are we going to do? Are we going to stand against this? Are we going to say no? And the same martial law is being put in place in England, the same thing in Europe. China's putting it in place. I mean, they're gearing up planetary-wide for oppression of the people. And seizing all of our infrastructures, and I mean, getting rid of our borders. I mean, this is only the beginning. And one of the biggest forms of tyranny is that the illegal aliens get better loans, better housing loans, better everything, and get special treatment that citizens don't get. They are a special protected class. Last week, the Republicans passed a law that the government would no longer give housing loans and preferential treatment to illegal aliens, and the Democrats Thursday, just said no. No, you're not. The vote is null. They tried to vote again. They just shut the computers off and said, malfunction. And it didn't pass, folks. Then they tried to pass it again. They just shut the computers off again. And then said, now you go ahead and pass warrantless wiretapping. Oh, that's the final thing. Then Saturday, the House passes. The Senate already passed it. Bush signed it at Camp David. Hours later, retroactive, that no more warrants, no more nothing. Let's go to Jeff in Michigan, who disagrees, and Mario and others. Thanks for holding, Jeff. You disagree, you're at the head of the line. Go ahead.
What the disagreement is I was kind of had the feeling you might have taken, this is old news in a way, Rothschild a bit out of context.
Oh, God.
Well, here's the thing is, it's hard for me to think he would think the public is that stupid to think that Mars is closer than Earth.
Well, you know what? I'm going to stop you right there because you're saying stuff that isn't true. Okay? I mean, you do, and it's the sickness of the mind where you can't see what's clear. Okay? Where you lawyer around. Rothschild, three times I approached him and said, you're saying these planets are closer. And he would just laugh, showing his arrogance. And he said that they are closer, that Mars and Jupiter and Saturn are closer to the sun. Now, and he also said that there wasn't a global tax they're pushing. Stay there, fine. I'm taking stuff out of context. You're going to find out real fast.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Looking out your window. Oh, there's a scene you like to catch. The analogy for all the Star Wars nerds out there. The Death Star is orbiting the planet and is about to be cleared to fire on a moon on the far side. Okay, that's how bad the tyranny is. And, I mean, they're intending to go for full broke. The president has announced he's above Congress. I mean, literally rules them and the country and is the law. He's funded martial law. They're setting up domestic spies everywhere. They're talking about attacking Iran. They're not playing games. They're saying they can spy on you without warrants. And again, it's not Bush. He's a puppet. This is the elite making their move. It's seamless between Bill Clinton and the Bushes and Hillary. Jeff, go ahead. Okay, I took Rothschild out of context. I'm bad, okay? Fine. The planets are closer, and I'm lying, and global warming's real, and let's just man-made, and let's just pay a global tax to fix it, okay?
No. Here's the thing. I believe it's due to sunspots. I don't think it's a man-made problem.
Well, there's no think about it. We know it's the sun.
Right. What I was wondering, though, and I might be giving him too much credit, if he was trying to play you, and I was just curious, and I don't know if this is even feasible, but could Mars at all, like the orbital distance, vary in any way?
Oh, it does. It does vary, and I appreciate your call, and I've already said this. Even if we engage in mental gymnastics, even if he meant to say, well, the orbits are closer than they normally are, all the planets are closer in, or a few of them are closer in their normal orbits, not that Mars was further out, or in a different order than it normally is, but that it was closer into the sun. Okay, number one, you can look that up. Number two, even if that's the case, it would show that the sun, which it isn't, by the way, I looked it up, it would show that the sun is heating up, and that's why it's melting. It still proves that it's the sun doing it, which proves my point. Okay, I mean, let's say Jupiter and Saturn and Mars were closer to the sun than the Earth. They're not. But let's say they were. Still, that would mean that it was the sun. And that's two ways. The planet can be closer to the sun, or the sun can be brighter. And it's generally because the sun is brighter. I don't know how to explain this to people. God help us. 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 Let's go ahead and talk to Mario in New York, who disagrees next. Go ahead, Mario.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Mario.
I know you're saying God help us, and I like your show, and you have all the evidence, and you have a whole bunch of activists and many prominent people. How come you guys can't get an indictment or stop these tyrants?
I always love the calls I get where I'm not doing enough. There have been hundreds of lawsuits filed and thrown out under national security. I mean, Dick Cheney doesn't even let families sue the Saudis, believing the official story that it was foreigners that did the attacks. Because James Baker, former Secretary of State, is their lawyer. There have been people filing suits. The court system is rotten.
How are you going to overthrow or get past the court system?
And then people say, well, then why are you fighting? We don't have a choice, man. They're watching to see how much we resist. If we don't fight them, they're going to do it. And that means taking you and lining you up and blowing your brain all over the wall, Mario. They want to stick a cold muzzle. It'll be a hot muzzle because they'll be going down the line. And they want to hear you squeal and beg. They like that. And then they want to blow your head off. Okay, and then they take a deep breath in and go, oh, yeah. That's what they do. They go, oh, yeah.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.